Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on Biz Talk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
It is hour number two of the Garden America Radio Show. We made it. Good afternoon, good morning, depending upon where you are in this great country. Seven after the hour. Lines are open. What's on your mind? Questions, comments at 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825. Email time with John. That's john@gardenamerica.com. If you want to send him and us a question or a comment, again, that's john@gardenamerica.com here. Biz Talk Radio. Hope you had a good break. John took a break. Tiger, you sat in the studio.
Yeah, I'm just relaxing.
Mellowed out, quiet.
Just relaxing. You know, when you were mentioning that right now, John, in the email, there's another radio program here in San Diego in the mornings. They do a thing in the morning, and they say, Ask Siri. Have you ever heard that spot?
Ask Siri.
Where they ask Siri on the iPhone a question, and then she gives a response. Usually it's, you know, it's a humorous thing. I was thinking, we should ask Siri gardening questions on there and see what her response
is. See what the response is?
See if she has any good info.
We should start with something simple. Something very simple.
What would
I
be
always
a simple...
get, the answers I always get from Siri is, I did not understand what you said, John.
She calls you John.
She does call me John.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah. I've got the English accent woman on mine. You can change.
Yeah, you can change it. You did the English one?
I had Australian for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah, not on purpose. I don't know how that happened.
Just kind of happened.
But I did have Australian for a while.
But I noticed mine defaulted to a different voice. Not the same voice. Same accent, but different voice.
Hmm.
Without my knowledge, without asking me, just somebody different. I don't like her as much.
Yeah.
She asks too many questions.
Maybe the one you had before got fired and now... This other woman has to sit in the office and answer your...
Imagine that, sitting there all day, answering all these millions of questions from people.
A couple years ago when Siri first came out and I was trying to learn it, I got really frustrated, and I forget what I said to her. But her answer was, why would you say that? I'm not even real.
Now, see, Tiger also knows that I have Alexa at home.
Yeah.
Alexa's with the Amazon... Echo.
Right. Or Dot. Echo Dot.
Echo thing. Dot, yeah. That's great because I can give her
kind
all...
Kind of a bigamist when it comes to phones.
I guess so. Anyway, hope you are having a good morning. Our friends on the East Coast now into Saturday afternoon. We are here 9 minutes after the hour. Pacific time is 9 after 9, actually. So what's on your agenda, Tiger, when you leave today? You going to be going to work?
I'm going to go to work, and I also am going to a friend's house to operate a bobcat. We're gonna scalp an area of his yard to get it prepped for some front
yard
remodel.
So you know how to run a bobcat?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Bobcat, backhoe, excavator.
So you're looking at them differently now.
I am, yeah. What about a front hoe?
We won't go there.
Okay.
So I had a bobcat in my yard. I told you about that, that ate my ducks.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
Different kind of bobcat.
Not the heads. It left the heads.
Now, this wasn't in this house, was it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I've been at this house for 30 years.
I know, but I just can't. Do you still have problems with predators and things?
No, I haven't. It's been 2 years since I've had coyotes in the yard.
We have coyotes in our area. Yeah. They're all over the place.
But a coyote in my yard would be like you having one on your patio.
Yeah.
Because my yard's fenced in.
Yeah.
So no more ducks. So you gave that up?
You remember. That was a long story.
Yeah, and that's
a mess. A sad story.
Yeah.
The giant African geese were the worst mess. And the thing about ducks and geese, we've talked about, I don't know if you were here when we talked about this tiger, but I've got a half an acre, right?
Mm-hmm.
And there's all grass in the back. They would only go to the bathroom on the patio, nowhere else. If they were out in the lawn, they'd run to the patio to go. Then they'd go back out in the lawn.
Well, they like the lawn. That's where they hang out.
Nice.
They don't want, they're trying to separate that.
I'd have to come home from work and I'd have to hose down the patio every single day. The grass was really green along the patio.
Well, now, what do you feed them? What do they eat?
Pellets
and stuff like that?
Yeah, they had like the chickens ate mash and the ducks ate like duck food, corny mash, stuff like that.
So no more chickens either. You've given up on all that.
But for the most part, if they're just wandering through the yard, they eat a lot of bugs and things that, right?
Chickens do. I don't know about the ducks so much.
Are chickens as messy as
people? I had the Indian runner ducks because, have you seen those?
Never.
They look like penguins because they don't waddle or they don't lay down like a duck and waddle. They're up on their two legs and they just kind of walk like a penguin.
And what kind of ducks are these?
Indian runner duck. Yeah, if you Google Indian runner duck, you'll see it.
I need one of those.
They're
Can I keep it at the nursery?
Oh, sure.
Will it stay with, like, because we have chickens at the nursery.
Oh, they love the chickens.
Okay.
Don't get the giant African geese, though, because they are a mess.
Oh.
Yeah. The sad end to those all was back in the days of diazinon.
Uh-huh.
And at the time, I was collecting hibiscus. And I had every hibiscus labeled because this was when the exotic hibiscus first came out. They weren't even in California. I was bringing them in from Florida. And it was important to have everyone labeled. And I went out there one day and I saw a bunch of labels on the ground. And I was really mad at the kids. And I said, don't touch those labels. And I go out there like a week later and there's labels on the ground again. So I figure I'm going to move all the hibiscus to the side of the house where the kids don't go, so there won't be a problem. So I moved them to the side of the house, and a couple months later, there were just ants everywhere. So I got diazinon, sprinkled it all over that area, and then I came home, and all the geese were up on the hill dead. I say all. There was like four of them.
Uh-huh.
I felt bad that they were dead, but I had no idea what happened to them. I thought,
we'd
been losing some to animals, so I thought maybe that was it. And then about a week later, I'm thinking, I forgot to water those hibiscus on the side. So I go out there, and all the labels are pulled out. And so what the geese had done was gone to get in there with the labels, and the diazinon was there.
Yeah.
And, of course, diazinon's outlawed right now. And
because of this story.
Well, because they would use it on golf courses and it was not good for birds.
Right.
It's very effective, but you know, now there's natural organic pesticides that are just as effective, that do a better job and much better for the environment.
Yeah.
So, but I didn't know that kind of stuff back then. So that was
bummer.
That was a sad experience. Did you see the Indian runner ducks?
I did. They're funny looking.
Yeah.
And they stand almost straight up.
Almost straight up like a penguin.
Yeah, exactly.
They're cool.
Okay, 14 minutes after the hour, 855-424-9825. Our buddy Joe is locked in, ready to go. He's this hour's guest, Tiger.
Excellent. So this morning we have Joe Lample. He's going to be joining us and talking about some composting techniques and some of the other things that we have going on in the garden. And, Joe, the last time I talked to you, I think it was in the fall, you were just overlooking your fall crops, I think is what you had said. How's it going out there now?
I'm overlooking my summer crops. They're going in, the rest of them are going in today. So we're planting tomatoes today. You know, anytime between mid-April here in Atlanta and the end of April is a great time to get all those summer crops in the ground because it's nice and warm. It's going to be almost 80 today. I'm sorry, almost 90 today. So,
oh, wow. That's hot. That's not warm. That's hot.
Yeah, it is hot because you had the humidity here and you really got some heat to deal with. But it is what it is. That's the challenge to the tomato growing, for sure.
And so all your summer stuff is going in now, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. So I have that break between when the fall, what transitions down here from fall into winter, because it just doesn't get that cold, I can grow it all through the winter. And worst case this year, we had 10 degrees one day, and it melted my broccoli right the day. I should have harvested it the night before, but the week before we had 17 degrees and everything was great. It did fine. And I said, I'm going to push it a couple more days. And wouldn't you know it, 10 degrees came. And I had probably 80 head of broccoli in
full
form that was unedible.
Oh, bummer.
Yeah, talking about bummer. This is a happy show today, isn't it, guys?
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good. Well, the nice thing about gardening is that you always get to hit the reset button and you start over again and do something new, right?
Well, I think that's the common link with all gardeners is we're perpetual optimists. You know, we kind of forget about how bad that last year might have been, thinking, well, it's going to be a better year this year, which is great. I raise my hand to that one.
Hey, yeah. Joe, we got to interrupt real quick. We're going to take a break, come back. We're just getting started, Joe, so stay with us. Going to take a break here on this Saturday. It is Garden America. Stay with us.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Buying Bayer Advanced DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer?
No thanks, I always buy a Roundup Extended Control.
But why? DuraZone with Ergo Grip Sprayer gives you more control, preventing new weeds up to 6 months.
Well, my label says... Oh, 4 months?
Yeah. DuraZone also covers more area, like 60% more.
You know, the more I think about it.
You're switching to DuraZone.
DuraZone Weed and Grass Killer. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions. Comparison to Roundup Extended Control 1.3 gallon ready to use.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or fertilome.com.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, Call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john at gardenamerica.com.
It is 22 minutes after the hour. Thank you for being right there. It is Garden America, Brian Main, John Vignasco, Tiger Palafox. Be sure to follow us on Facebook. A lot of new pictures posted this morning. You can email us questions, comments, john at gardenamerica.com. Also, 855-424-9825 is we're just getting started with Joe.
Yeah, Joe, welcome back. And, you know, one of the fun things that I was talking with you earlier about that we're gonna have a conversation today is composting. And you prepared a wonderful set of information to make it easier for people, because right now is the time of year when I tell people is when you want to get the process behind composting started, because you're going to have a lot of spoils here in the next few months. And not only that, the temperatures are going to be
80 broccoli plants would be a good start.
Start to a compost pile. Yeah. But, you know, the temperatures are also kind of going to start to creep up, which is also one of the key factors in composting. So, you know, tell us a little bit about what you prepared, how people can get it, and then, you know, what info is in there.
Okay, great. Well, it started last December when I was just going to write a blog post of like 500 words on the, you know, the ABCs of composting. And when I started to write, by the time I looked up, I'd written like 2,000 words. And I thought, golly, that's, you know, that's a little too long for a blog post, but not quite long enough for, I don't know, a resource guide or I don't know what. So I said, well, maybe I'll just keep going and make this more. So I decided, let me just shoot an email out to my joegardner.com list of subscribers and see what they want to know. So I did a subject line in my email, said, what do you want to know about composting? Okay, so this is at 6 in the morning when this is going out, this email with this question in the subject line. Less than an hour later, I had over 100 replies. It's, you know, between 6 and 7 in the morning. And by the end of the day, I had almost 1,000, and it kept going for a few days after that. And I looked at every single response, and it was amazing. All the things that people wanted to know that I hadn't thought of. And, you know, I've been composting and talking about it for a long time, so I kind of thought I knew what everybody wanted to know, but I was really wrong. So I categorized everything, and I responded to everybody and thanked them and said, I'll cover that, and I did. And that's how it turned from 500 pages or 500 words to 80,000 words. It was crazy.
A small novel.
Yeah, it was quite the guide. Yeah.
So what were some
18,000 words? Excuse me.
So what were some?
Okay. Now it's believable.
Yeah. What were some of the things that people wanted to know?
Well, a lot of them wanted to know composting through the year. A lot of these people around the country, you know, have cold climates. So this was in December, so they're thinking, well, I can't do anything about it now, but you can. So we addressed, you know, the things that you can do. Composting does happen through the year. It certainly slows down in the colder weather, but it does continue to happen. But a lot of people were worried about, the smells and critters and neighbors and well, it's just not practical for me, but it is. So we just broke down every objection and question that people had and just made it so that they really didn't have an excuse not to do it. If they wanted a compost, they could do it. I mean, even inside a house or an apartment where you don't have a yard, practically speaking, it really doesn't make sense to try to fully compost anything because it's just the logistics aren't there. But you can get the process started and then find somebody that'll take it from your scraps to the compost pile. I mean, they'll take it from there, but that's about the only thing where it's really not practical in a full compost operation.
So is this information in a pamphlet that people can buy, or how do they get
Well, I could make it for sale, but I don't. I just make it as a downloadable resource guide. So it's just on joegardiner.com, and it's right now it's a landing page. We're going to be live in 2 weeks with the website, and it's going to be full-blown with videos and podcasts and tons of articles, but we're not quite ready. But in the meantime, we want people to be excited about what we have to offer. So I said, well, let's just make it a free resource guide, and it's the only thing they get to do when they go to joegardiner.com now. It just it says, hey, here's this composting guide. Tell us where you want us to send it, and tell us your first name. And that's it. But people love it. Critically acclaimed people have looked it over upside down and inside out, and they've been very, very praiseworthy. I mean, I've been very flattered by the response to this guide.
Well, whenever you have a garden, it just makes so much sense to also incorporate a compost pile because there's always the spoils of the garden, and rather than sending them off to a landfill just to fill up a hole somewhere else, if you can keep them on site, but then the benefits of it are the end product is just wonderful to be able to incorporate into your next year's garden or maybe a new bed. You see the results in the plants, and you feel like you're doing a little bit of an extra part for the environment too by kind of keeping it on site and doing the right thing. So that's kind of a fun thing that everybody should have. And like you said, they shouldn't get discouraged from it because in a lot of ways, you're just waiting for something to decompose.
For sure.
You're just trying to speed the process and make it a little bit more efficient. But ultimately, it's all going to break down sooner or later.
Well, and that's the thing a lot of people wanted to know is how do I make it faster? And it's just there's just four things that go into making compost, and it's air and water and green waste and brown waste, which is, nitrogen and carbon. But if you bring out your food scraps from the end of the day, your salad greens and vegetable scraps and anything other than meat, dairy, and cheese, and then your outside lawn debris and leaves and all that and throw it in a pile, you don't have to overthink it. And that's part of the problem is people think, oh, it's too complicated. I read about these ratios and these numbers and that's what I want to get people away from because in nature it happens automatically over time, and we can do the same thing here and speed up the process by just, keeping an average amount of green and brown and watering it once a week just like a damp sponge to keep it moist and mixing it up to bring in more air. And then those microbes, all those microorganisms are breaking it down, and that's what's happening is they're converting that raw organic waste into finished compost. And it's the best thing you can put in your soil. I say it's the single best amendment you can add to your soil to make any soil better. It's what makes dirt soil, really.
And over there in Atlanta, do you guys have experience with worm compost bins also?
Yeah, oh yeah. In fact, I have a vermicompost bin as well. And so I have both. And I sometimes struggle with where do I put these ingredients? Do I feed the worms or do I feed my compost bin? But worms are voracious eaters, and they love to eat, and honestly, what they produce is like compost on steroids because it's more nutrified. So I give them all they want. And then the other thing is the liquid, the effluent that passes through the worm compost system is, to me, it's like a liquid organic fertilizer, and it's super concentrated. So I'd make it 10 or 20 parts water to the worm effluent and then pour it around the soil and base of my plants. And you can literally see a change in your plants overnight.
Hey, Joe, got to take a break. Thank you. We're going
to
come right back, continue the conversation. Stay with us as we approach 30 minutes after the hour on this Saturday. It is the Garden America Radio Program.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Wow, your flowers are gorgeous. What's your secret?
It's no secret. It's Bear Advanced.
You mean these blue bottles?
Uh-huh. I protect my beauties with all-in-one rose and flower care. It's insect and disease control, plus fertilizer.
Really? What's this 12-month tree and shrub protect and feed?
Oh, I use it on my trees. It kills bugs for up to a year, plus it feeds. It's that easy. Hey, where are you going?
To get my own. I want a great yard, too.
Bear Advanced. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1769. 855-325-1769. That's 855-325-1769.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
4607.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools. A free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is 36 minutes after the hour. Good Saturday to you. Good afternoon to our friends on the East Coast and a good morning to the rest of us. It is Garden America. We do appreciate you tuning in. Thank you so much for your support. Brian Main, John Begnasco, Tiger Palafox. Check out Facebook. Lots of new pictures. Give us a call, 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And just before the break, Joe was mentioning on how he uses his compost tea in his garden as a great nutrient. Joe, is that the only thing you would use, or do you kind of use it hand-in-hand with a fertilizer?
Well, so that was vermicompost tea. So I use compost, just homemade compost. Vermicompost tea is kind of a quick liquid feed. And then once or twice a year, I supplement my beds with some malorganite just to give it a slow-release additional nitrogen boost, especially for those heavy feeders that really, you know, especially like my leafy crops coming into fall, for example. When I change out my summer crops and I put in my fall crops, I really love to just kind of sprinkle in some malorganite, mix it in like the top 6 inches. And then I've got that slow-release nitrogen source that just brings my garden to life. I mean, it happens quickly. Even though it's slow-release, it just seems like things respond so quickly whenever I do that. And so a little bit goes a long way, but that's really, those are the only things I do. And I have a very, very robust garden, but the comments that I get from people that come and see it, that see a lot of gardens, apparently feel the same way. And I tell them, they almost don't believe it, but I say I do very little, but here's what I do. I focus on feeding the soil, and I do that with the compost and the malorganite and the liquid vermicompost.
You know, Joe, I only use organic fertilizers in my yard, and I found out that you can burn with some organics, but I never have that problem with malorganite. So especially during the warm months, if I'm fertilizing, that's what I use, is the malorganite, because I have never burned with it. But right. I've had other things that you do have to be careful sometimes. We did get an email question, and you've covered this a little bit, but this listener wants to know, how do you speed up the decomposition of the compost pile?
Mm-hmm. So it's mainly the air and the moisture. Assuming that you have a roughly equal, it's not quite equal, but let's not get into the details of that, but let's just say that you've got, you know, a roughly equal amount of greens and browns from your kitchen and your yard, and that includes paper and cardboard from your, you know, emails and things like that. Shred it up. The smaller you make those ingredients going in, the quicker it breaks down. So that's the first thing. Make the ingredients as small as possible going in. Then, assuming you've got a roughly equal balance of the greens and the browns, then it's up to you to keep introducing air into the core of the pile. So the ideal critical mass of a home compost pile is roughly 4 feet high, 4 feet wide, you know, 4 by 4 by 4. But you need to get out there roughly once a week would be ideal in the practical world that we live in, and turn it, mix it up, like get a turning fork or a spade or something to just undo the pile, basically. And when you're doing that, spray it with water to get it nice and moist all throughout. And let me tell you, the organisms that are digesting all of that organic matter are so happy when you do that, because now they can breathe and they've got moisture that they need. They're living organisms. They need it. But the more you do that, the faster that is going to break down. And so in a commercial operation, let me just put that into perspective, they're creating finished compost in less than 8 weeks. And they're doing it because they monitor the moisture and they pipe air into the core of that compost, that massive compost pile, because they know how important that is. And we can really do the same thing just manually, but we can get the results in about as fast if we just stick to that. Keep it moist and add air.
By the way, I wanted to let our listeners know, during the break, I went to joegardner.com and signed up for the new, or e-book, I guess you would call it, on composting, and it was simple. I could do it, Tiger.
I was going to say, if John can do it, anyone listening can do it.
Can't use Facebook, but I can do that.
Right. And that picture of that on the cover of that compost e-book, that's my compost. And that's, to me, one of the most beautiful things. Finished compost, to me, is gorgeous, not only to look at, but to use. And that's the other thing. It's hard to make as much as you really want, but you don't need that much. I introduce about an inch onto the surface of my beds about twice a year and just lightly turn it in, because I want it right where the most of the roots are. So you don't have to really kill yourself trying to get it deep down into the beds or your growing environment. Just keep it close to the surface, but maybe not right on top, and let the worms and the other microbiology bring it down into the soil.
Well, spectacular. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Joe. We really look forward. When do you think your new website is going to launch?
I'd say within 2 weeks. We're shooting for mid-April, but let's say by mid-May, we're going to be there. Really, everything's ready. We're just adding a few more videos and tightening it up. So, yeah.
Okay. Well, make sure you keep us in the loop and let us know when it does go live so we can send that out to everyone so they're aware of it as well.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right. Have a good weekend.
Appreciate it, Joe. Good information.
Likewise.
All right. There he goes.
Fun stuff.
He was
going
here,
on.
Now he's gone.
Yeah. To Atlanta. Hot Atlanta.
Hot Atlanta is right.
Jeez, 90. And humidity. Ugh.
And it's May, not quite May.
I know.
Still April.
Yeah.
A couple of days to go. John
feel
wouldn't.
For him.
John has no clue about humidity.
Hey,
at all.
That's why I moved from Michigan, because Tiger just gave two of the bad things about those hot, humid areas. You said heat and humidity.
Yeah, together. Exactly.
But you forgot the third thing, which is mosquitoes.
Oh, gosh. Oh, man.
Getting out of the shower and you can't dry off.
Can you imagine being hot, miserable, and then getting bitten by mosquitoes?
Yeah.
Goodness. There are some places where you have humidity in the summertime, maybe a couple months in between, and then you got the snow, maybe a couple months in between, and back to the humidity.
You know, and you mentioned the mosquitoes in, you know, here in Southern California, because of our abnormal amount of rainfall, they're talking about the bug population that's going to be dominant here as well this upcoming year, because there are so many standing pools of water now. So there's obviously the big concern with mosquitoes and West Nile and everything that goes
along
with that. Yeah, exactly. And then at the same time, you know, we had good rainfall, but then the bug population is still high, as far as, you know, the temperatures didn't drop too cold where the bug population went away.
Right.
So it's kind of almost like, rather than starting off at zero and going to 1,000, it's starting off at 500 and now it's going to go to, you know, 2,000. And so when you're gardening, it's you have to think about that. You have to plan ahead, because when you get behind with bugs, there's no coming back. You have to stay ahead of the game. So, you know, using the insecticidal soaps, watching what's happening. You mentioned, you know, your roses with
rose slugs
already, which it's pretty early for that even.
Right.
And but at the same time, the roses are looking gorgeous, and that's why they're out and doing that in force right now. So being
I do have a few roses, maybe I would say a dozen roses, where I was able to get Bayer's all-in-one rose care on them about, I would say, about a month ago.
And you don't have any problems.
And I don't have any problems on those roses because that stuff feeds and protects against disease and insects for about 6 weeks.
You know, you're like a double-blind study, aren't you? Try some of the things over here. Don't apply it here.
It all relates to time.
Right.
You know, I just don't have the time to do all that. I still haven't pruned all my roses.
There will be. There's roses that haven't been pruned since last year.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But, you know, you've even written articles about roses and the fact that, you know, for the most part, you can just leave them alone.
Well, Shannon and I were out in the yard because I think I showed you a few pictures. You probably, I don't think I sent them to you to put on Facebook. But in the back of my yard behind the shed are some climbing roses and some old garden roses.
Now, I'll bet you never touch them.
I don't, and there's like thousands and thousands of blooms on them. But walking up to there was a hybrid tea called Ann Morrow Lindbergh. Shannon goes, "Wow, look at that." And it was about 9 feet tall.
Wow.
With about 100,
a tree trunk.
100 blooms on it.
And one you never touch, right? That just...
Well, I never touch it, but not on purpose. I just didn't get up that high to prune this year.
One more segment coming up. Time to get your calls in, but you better hurry. And again, that's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Do you want to fly somewhere, anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
This is Joe Lample from Growing a Greener World. With the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 3 months. The organic nitrogen is slow release and won't burn plants even during hot, dry weather. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years. Milorganite, for better results naturally. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or John at gardenamerica.com.
It is our final segment, and that's going to do it after this segment. 2 hours every Saturday at the Garden America Radio Show, 52 minutes after the hour. Line is open. Lines, I should say, 855-424-9825. Again, that's 855-424-9825, or John at GardenAmerica.com. Last segment, John mentioned that he uses Bayer, and of course, this hour brought to us by our good friends at Bayer Advanced. As we all do our best to get more from that little blue bottle. John, let's go to the phone. San Diego, Keith is standing by. Keith, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Well, welcome to you guys, and thank you for taking my call. John, you started talking about the rose slugs earlier today, and you never told us what to do about them.
Get rid of them. They're not good.
Oh, okay. That's the easy answer.
It's that simple, Keith. Yeah, just get rid of them.
All right.
Well, I kind of alluded to it that if you use the Bayer's all-in-one rose care, you don't have to worry about it. But if you're going to spray for them, anything that has spinosad in it is it'll take care of them immediately.
And
so that's what I use.
And there's a great new product from Natural Guard out there that is a spinosad and a soap combination.
Oh, that'll take care of the aphids.
Well,
too,
so for roses, it's really a good product because rather than buying two bottles, one for aphids and one for caterpillars or worms, you can buy one product that has the spinosad that'll take care of the worms and the rose slugs. And then at the same time, when you do get aphids later on in the year, you can the insecticidal soap part of it will work.
And, what's the product called?
So it's from Natural Guard, and it's just their spinosad soap.
Spinosad soap, Natural Guard.
Yeah. And spinosad is an organic chemical.
Right.
But we always, you know, I guess we can't say it too much, is that if you spray it on bees, it'll kill them. So spray
early morning.
Real early morning, or else late in the evening after the bees have gone back
to their
height. Because
when it dries, it doesn't
hurt
the bees.
It's totally harmless.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, once it's dry. And it and it does a great job.
I tried to order something yesterday, and I got to the final part, and it said that they couldn't guarantee any shipping on it, and I couldn't go any further. I wanted to get some of the Brandywine Orange and the regular Brandywine, and it wouldn't let me finalize my order.
Oh, you should try going to our website then, because we will let you order.
I did.
Oh, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah. Oh, no.
You know, I'll have to check and see. So you don't
Something
think we
do
have an
delivery.
Order for you?
Yeah, it was in big red print. Not big red print, but red print. We are unable to guarantee shipping at this time. Something, something, something.
So give us your money and roll the dice. Is that what it said?
I couldn't even give them the money.
Wow, we've had orders come in during the show, so yeah. I don't know what.
Hey, Keith,
I
would suggest trying it again, because John, we're getting orders right now as we speak.
Yeah, but you can always, if you do have a problem, just send me a note.
John,
Monday I'll look at it when I get in.
Yeah
just
all
to
right.
John@gardenamerica.com.
Yeah, because we want to get that to you, Keith.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Excellent. All right. That's.
I mean, if worse comes to worse, I can just bring them to the station, and you can come by.
Yeah, there you go.
Pick them up.
Yeah.
All right.
That would be our worst case scenario, but try that again and then give John an email at john@gardenamerica.com.
I will get right on that.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, Keith.
Keith, thank you so
Bye.
Much. Keith in Point Loma from the San Diego area, 55 minutes after the hour.
Keith went to Cuba with us.
Oh, he was one of the ones. That's right. How did he enjoy that?
I think he enjoyed it. He went to Key West afterwards, and I don't know if I ever found out the details on how that part of his trip was. But what a pleasure to, you know, some people are, you know, a real pleasure to travel
fun
with.
To travel with.
Other people are like taking care of kids, I hate to say, but.
But like Brian.
But it's true.
As he looks right at Brian.
No,
when
I
he
was
says that.
I was thinking of some of the people we
you
had.
You know some of the people I'm talking about.
I was hearkening back to some of the people we had in our last
But you
trip.
Love your kids, so.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That's right. Yeah. It's just that they take up more time than sometimes you would like.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I can only think of one couple that I thought was annoying on any of the trips that we've ever taken. And they were from the East Coast.
Oh. Well, that explains it, right? Yeah. No.
No, that doesn't explain
Here we go. We're going to get emails now
from exactly.
everyone, on the,
everyone
East Coast,
on the East Coast.
That John Tiger. Said that everyone from the East Coast is
no,
rude.
No, 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 no. Just this one couple. You probably know who I'm talking about.
I think I do.
That's right.
Anyway, we've got just a couple of minutes here of that, John.
Well, let me take a look.
Time for one good email.
I don't know if I have any emails. Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I don't like the uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
I just lost
again.
I lost my
connection.
Right.
Well, you know, hey, one thing I will have to say about people out there this spring is that right now is the time of year for the different garden walks, no matter where you're at. And, you know, these are such great events to go to and get inspiration, see what's happening, see what people are doing in their yards, kind of seeing trends, new plants. So, you know, look in your area, look for the different garden clubs, see what garden walks are out there. I know that there's a couple happening, you know, there's one happening this weekend here in San Diego, and then in the next few weeks, I think there's almost one happening every Saturday over here in San Diego. So no matter where you're at. But they're fun to attend.
Do you have time for a quick email then?
Yeah, sure do. Make it quick, and we'll get in, we'll get out, then we'll get on our way.
Okay, this is from Patty in San Marcos. She says, will butterflies be okay if I use the Bayer tree and shrub insect control? And that's an excellent question. Mm-hmm. And from what I know, the molecule, the imidacloprid molecule, does not translocate from the leaf or the inside of a plant through the peduncle into the flower. So because of that, it's safe for bees and safe for butterflies and hummingbirds and things like that.
But
it's all about the peduncle.
But you won't have any caterpillars if there it's like a plant, right? Because...
Well, butterflies won't be able to lay their eggs on those plants.
Right.
But there are certain host plants for butterfly larvae anyway, and you just don't spray those host plants.
Another
weekend
okay.
in the book. Thank you so much for the entire crew. I want to thank Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Main. And, of course, you for tuning in, your calls, your questions, your emails. Thank you so much for your support. We'll do it again next Saturday, 8 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast, 11 a.m. Eastern Time Zone. Till then, get growing, America.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.